Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, where do we start today? So much ground to cover. You know, I thought we had a pretty good takedown of this wacko Tim Walz guy. He's not Minnesota nice, he's Minnesota nuts. That's what Jesse Waters had to say last night. But yesterday around 7:30 in the morning, I mean, the news broke at 7:10. While we went right to a break and boom, got the news in the middle of that break. And then, of course, the whole show shifted at that point that this crazy governor of Minnesota, is he even more radical left than crazy Kamala out of San Francisco? I mean, man, it was like all we just started literally right at 7:30. Boom, 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 boom. Just rolling the tape of how crazy this Tim Walz guy is. Free health care for illegal aliens. Well, it's not free. You got to pay for it. Driver's license for illegal aliens. So they can vote, right? All sorts of stuff. I mean, the guy put, they were calling him Tampon Tim yesterday. And then I had to laugh because David Noble jumped on Twitter and was saying, yeah, you got Tampon Tim Walz along with Tampon Tester. They want to put tampons in the boys' bathrooms. Well, not just that they want to. Tim Walz actually did it. He put tampons in the bathrooms for boys, for little boys as young as fourth grade. Shows you just how nuts these guys are. But anyway, so all we did, like at 7:30 yesterday, we just started, boom. I just went straight off my Twitter feed, or X feed, whatever you want to call it, and boom, let's roll this tape, let's roll that tape, ding, ding. I mean, all you got to do is roll the tape, just like Kamala Harris. All you got to do is roll the video footage of them, in their own words, telling you how crazy they are. And when they tell you how crazy they are, believe them. Believe them. Anyway, man, we got a great show lined up for you here this morning, and it's going to be even better because we're going to take your phone calls, of course, 294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app throughout the morning. But Jesse Waters had just a brilliant segment last night, opening monologue, guests, everything. And so I've got a few highlights that I can share with you here. Of course, we are your Fox News affiliate here in the mornings, especially in the early morning hours of the show. 970 KBUL Billings, 1340 KPRK Livingston, 1450 KMS Bozeman, home to the Trump rally this Friday night. We'll be there. Hope to see you there as well. And then of course, 1370 KXTL Butte, Southwest Montana's talk leader. All right, let's see. We even got an Olympic athlete who's going to be dropping in the studios later this morning. That's going to be pretty cool. Let's see, where should we start? You know what? I know we got a lot of fellow veterans out there listening to the show. One of the big questions I got yesterday after this Walz was announced as Wacko Walz was announced as Kamala's running mate was, didn't this guy dodge a deployment? Didn't this guy basically bail on his troops? Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear this story. That was part of what Jesse Waters had last night, and that was sharing it via X earlier, yesterday as well.
Securing America. August 7th is National Purple Heart Day, which recognizes those who have been wounded or killed in action while defending the United States. George Washington created the Purple Heart on August 7th, 1782. It was first known as the Badge of Military Merit, but it was not a regular honor until it was revived on Washington's 200th birthday in 1932, when it was made retroactive, meaning soldiers from World War I could be honored. The first such medal was given to General Douglas MacArthur. In 1942, Congress changed the parameters for the Purple Heart, making it awardable only for injuries or wounds suffered in service, and expanded it to all the military branches. Originally, it was restricted to just Army soldiers. Purple symbolizes the courage of those who serve. The modern medal features a bust of Washington on one side and the words "for military merit" on the other. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine today, we'll see some scattered showers and storms around the area as temperatures will top off in the mid and upper 70s. For tonight, still looking at scattered shower storm chances, especially early on, as temperatures will then bottom out at around 50 in Bozeman to about 60 in the Billings area. Staying cool Thursday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
All right, Semper Gumby, once again, always flexible here on Montana Talks. A, because this is the show where you get to talk, so we like to take your phone calls anyway. We don't want to overbook the show with too many guests, but there's been a lot of big breaking news this week. But also, with the big Trump rally taking place in Bozeman on Friday, we're keeping the phone lines open in case there's big guests, in case there's breaking news. Plus, we want to hear from you. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, you should see what some of our fellow veterans are saying out there on social media about this. Tim Walz character, who is Kamala's crazy running mate. They're just going off. Absolutely going off on this guy. I guess early yesterday, after we wrapped up our show here, Pete Hegseth was sounding off on who this Tim Walz guy really is. Now, we told you a lot about this Tim Walz character yesterday. He's the guy who, you know, Tampon Tim, who put tampons in the little boys' bathrooms, free health care for illegal aliens. He talked about investing in a ladder company to help illegal aliens get over the border wall. Driver's licenses for illegal aliens. He failed the people of Minneapolis and just stood back and did nothing for several days while Minneapolis was burning. His wife talked about how she opened the windows so she could just smell that smell. And she loved it. She loved the smell of those tires burning because it was so symbolic for her. These people are nuts. No joke, this guy, I wonder, did this guy ever even get a security clearance? How did he get, I mean, if he got a security clearance, how did he keep his security clearance? Did they ever do a background check on this guy? The guy did several trips to China paid for by the communist Chinese government. He and his wife honeymooned in communist China. I mean, it's so reminiscent of these wacko leftists like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, didn't he honeymoon in the Soviet Union? You got Bernie Sanders honeymooning in the Soviet Union. You got Tim Walz honeymooning in Red China. I mean, the love affair that these leftists have with America's enemies and with the communists is just insane. But, oh, they love to crack down on you. I mean, they will crack down. I mean, this guy was like one of those failed lockdown governors. Shut up and wear your mask. No, you don't get to go watch your kids play sports. The guy is absolutely nuts. But here's what veterans are sounding off on. Here in the past 24 hours in particular. I mentioned Jesse Waters had a great segment all around last night. And he was talking about all the crazy policies that I just mentioned. But I said this yesterday. On the show, if you were listening, I think in the 8 o'clock hour, maybe in the 7 o'clock hour. I said, look, I will be more than happy to say thank you for your service to Tim Walz. He did serve in the National Guard. Thanks for serving. But here's the deal. He served for several years. I don't know if he ever actually even went anywhere. And that's okay, because pre-9/11, you know, there may not have been a lot of things going on, a lot of deployments for National Guard members. And so we thank all who served. But basically, he then rejoins after 9/11. And then when the call comes in, with his troops. He was a sergeant major, apparently, at the time. His unit gets the call to deploy, and then he's like, oh, nope, I'm out of here. Now, look, if he was some young soldier and he's thinking, oh, God, you know what? I really don't want to go on this deployment. It's like, okay, hey, you know, as it is what it is. This guy was one of the senior guys who wanted to campaign for Congress based on military service. But when his men needed him the most, he bailed on them. Listen to this report. This was a TV report, I believe, out of Minnesota that Jesse Waters highlighted last night.
Walt served in the National Guard until his unit was deployed to Iraq, and then he abandoned them.
Back in 2005, a warning order went out to the 1st Battalion, 125th Field Artillery, to mobilize for a mission to Iraq. At the time, Walls served as the unit's highest non-commissioned officer. But months later, Walls would retire from the Guard, avoid the deployment, and run for Congress.
The public needs to know how pathetic his leadership was as a National Guardsman. He abandoned us. You know, I mean, what the hell kind of leader does that? I mean, he just, as soon as the shots were fired in Iraq, he turned and ran the other way and hung his hat up and quit.
When soldiers, police, and families needed Waltz the most, he walked away.
Minnesota burning. We all remember the story. Some of you could actually smell the smells of Minnesota burning because you fled Minnesota as a result of this guy's failed policies and failed leadership. How pathetic is that? This guy immediately wants to campaign for Congress based in part off of his service in the military. But when the time really came to answer the call and to be there for his men and to be there for his soldiers, he bailed on them, just like he bailed on the people of Minneapolis. I mean, absolutely. But again, thanks for your service. Look, I get it. You know, I get it. Look, I have had a few deployments myself. Many have had a lot more deployments than I have. I've told you before, there's thousands of, over 100,000 veterans here in Montana, and most of them can run circles around me, right? So I get it. I get what the sacrifice entails. I get what but here's the deal. Thanks for your service, Tim Walls, but you know what? You could sit down, take a seat, go enjoy your retirement, because when your troops needed you, you bailed on them, you failed them, you failed the people of Minnesota, you failed the people of Minneapolis. And that is a failure in leadership. But yet in crazy old wacky Minnesota, it's so far left now that a guy who failed his own troops gets propped up to be a congressman, propped up to be the governor, and then crazy Kamala makes him his wacky running mate now. The night before the Trump rally in Bozeman, Montana, we're going to have a cool event, kind of like a little pre-funk for the Trump rally. We're going to be doing a cool event at the brewery in Laurel. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I've got that story on our Montana Talks website right now. Or better yet, get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone and you'll see it right there. Plus, we've exposed yet again the fake news narrative against wolf hunting. MontanaTalks.com for that and more.
Easy. With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northlund. Looking to our headlines this morning, we see that American Feed Industry Association is expressing disappointment over the Food and Drug Administration and the Association of American Feed Control Officials' announcements that they will be ending their longstanding relationship for the review of new animal food ingredients on October 1st, ending a system that has worked well for decades, the group say. The AFIA believes this relationship has been vital for building and maintaining confidence across the food chain that U.S. animal food products are safe, with the ultimate goal of the industry's customers at home and abroad. In other federal news, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is urging cattle producers to consult their tax attorneys about the Corporate Transparency Act, which requires companies to report beneficial ownership information to the U.S. Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, by the end of this year. This law, passed in 2021, aims to reduce financial crime, but it affects farmers, ranchers, and other business owners with fewer than 20 employees who are structured as corporations or LLCs. NCBA's grassroots members have directed the association to educate producers on the law. NCBA acknowledges that this is another hurdle of federal government mandates to jump over, but they emphasize the importance of compliance due to avoid fines and possible jail time. Producers can visit FinCEN.gov for resources or consult with their tax professionals. The deadline for businesses registered before January 1st, 2024 is the end of 2024, while those registered this year must file within 90 days of registration, and those registered next year have 30 days to report.
Attention pulse and oilseed crop producers. Applying Sonalin 10G this fall can be an excellent option for control of broadleaf and grassy weeds in next year's crops. A fall application of Sonalin 10G allows great flexibility of planting options for lentils and garbanzo beans to label oiled seed crops, including camelina. Rotating to a Group 3 herbicide allows for extended residual weed control, including glyphosate, sulfonylurea resistant biotypes. Contact your local distributor to schedule your fall application of Sonalin 10G.
Always read and follow label directions.
From Gowan Company.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
At the urging of the National Pork Producers Council, a newly published USDA study found zero trichinella positives in more than 3.2 million pork samples nationwide. The group say this demonstrates to domestic and global consumers of the safety and quality of U.S. pork. Well, the average retail price of all eight fertilizers tracked by DTN continued to decline during the first week of August. Anhydrous led the way lower with a 4% drop compared to last month, falling to $676 a ton. That was followed by UAN-32 with a 3% decline to $376 a ton. DAP recorded the third biggest drop of 2%. The remaining four fertilizers were all down fractionally. Six of the eight major fertilizers were lower compared to a year ago, according to the data. And that will do it for our Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Northblonde.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a lot to follow for you here this morning on the show. This came from the Trump War Room. Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn Minneapolis to the ground. Kamala Harris bailed the few that were arrested out of jail. You got to hear what Ohio Senator and Trump running mate J.D. Vance had to say about that. Plus, Donald Trump Jr., John Tester sold Montana out. A new ad out here targeting John Tester for lying to Montanans once again. Lots to get to. Let's go to Nancy in Roundup first. Nancy, your thoughts on Kamala's crazy running mate.
Well, morning, Lori, Montana family. It's not looking good. Harris and Walz, they are both obsessed with making the United States like California. And I want to tell you about Walz. I did some research last night. He took 30 trips to China. And at one time before he was governor, there was a $17 billion surplus in money. He has spent every dime of that. I want to say something else. The Somalian community, there's about 70,000 in Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar's people, they took this country for $250 million during the COVID in fraudulent claims. He covered for them. And all I have to say is this. If these people get into the White House, the Democrat Party is over. The progressives would have taken the whole Democrat Party completely over. And just one more thing. If they get into the White House, it reminds me of President Ronald Reagan's words. We are one generation away from losing our freedoms and becoming a socialist communist country. We're seeing this in Venezuela right now. Venezuela a few years ago was an extremely wealthy country, one of the wealthiest nations in the world, and we got some socialist communists in as bad leadership. Nicolas Maduro right now is assassinating people in the streets. He's using them for target practice because he refuses, even though he was voted out, he refuses to leave the presidency. This is what I see the United States headed for.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to turn us into a socialist country. And they have a love for Nicolai Maduro. They have a love for the socialism that swept Venezuela. I mean, that's why Bernie Sanders, you know, took the love of his life to go honeymoon in the Soviet Union. And it's why Tim Walz took the love of his life. By the way, did you see the weird video of him shaking hands with his own wife? Like, all right, good to see you. It's like, that's your wife. Anyway, that was weird. But that's why he took the love of his life to communist China. They have a love affair with socialism and communism, which is really just an extreme version of socialism, of course. All right, Nancy, good to hear from you. I'll get to the audio of J.D. Vance going after the radical Walz and Kamala ticket here. Walz allowed the rioting and Kamala bailed them out.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump says he's surprised Kamala Harris chose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate.
He's a very, very liberal man, and he's a shocking pick, and I'm thrilled. I could not be more thrilled.
He's on Fox and Friends. Governor Walz at his first rally with Vice President Harris in Philadelphia says Trump's only in it for himself.
He sows chaos and division. And that's to say nothing of his record as president.
They campaign in Wisconsin and Michigan today. There's flooding in parts of Georgia and South Carolina with more rain to come as Tropical Storm Debbie lingers off the coast.
The center of Debbie is south and southeast of Charleston off the coast, moving east. Eventually, we're going to have a second landfall as we get into tonight and Thursday morning.
Fox Weather's Mike Seidel in Isle of Palms, South Carolina. There's a risk of flooding from the storm as far north as New England through Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, here you go. Let's get the reaction here from Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, Trump's running mate, going after this even wackier ticket. I mean, if you thought Kamala was crazy, this Tim Walz guy is giving her a run for the money.
Tim Walz was the guy who let rioters burn down Minneapolis, and then Kamala Harris was the one who bailed the rioters out of jail.
We are seeing such damage and destruction throughout Minneapolis and St. Paul.
They're going to want fundamental change. That's one of the exciting things in the midst of all this.
Things have gotten so out of control, it is hard to understand.
See the plume of smoke drift towards downtown Minneapolis.
We are asking the governor, we're asking Mayor Fry, what is the plan?
On Wednesday, around 6 p.m., I called the governor and asked for the National Guard.
What are we going to do and how are we going to use them?
It is definitely not a safe situation for anyone.
We see protesters attacking police, defacing buildings, and leaving from businesses.
The place is completely trashed.
People are scared, and people are angry, and people want to hear from their governor.
The few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
He encouraged her followers to support the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which is a group that bailed out rioters. Some of those rioters even attacked police officers.
The third precinct of the Minneapolis Police Department on fire, nearby businesses ablaze.
Aaron, information city-wise, the third precinct has been compromised.
Many of the officers who were there that night sent final text messages to loved ones in case they didn't make it out alive.
I mean, this is an abject failure. I just don't think there's any other way to put it. I mean, is anything going to happen here? We're just going to let this burn.
Powerful montage put together there by the Trump War Room via X. If you go to x.com/AaronFlint, I think I retweeted that one so you can find it, see the actual video of it as well. It's like what John Jackson talked about yesterday. The campaign flyer for Walz-Harris is Harris-Walz, and then you just see Minneapolis burning in the background. Harris-Walz, mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful. Look at the pain he caused to business owners, the black community, and more. I mean, it's just insane. Speaking of pain, some of you are feeling pain right now. You wake up with the pain. You've got arthritis. You've got that bone-on-bone constant pain. But I get it. You're like, man, I don't want to get surgery unless I absolutely have to. And you know how dangerous those painkiller drugs can be. There's people that get addicted to those opioids, so you don't want to get stuck on those either, or they just make you feel like trash on top of it. Well, what if there was a natural way to get over that pain? Let me tell you about QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics specializes in advanced regenerative medicine. They've got some exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief without the drugs, without the surgery, and without the downtime that's associated with it. Really, the future of medicine. You can call QC Kinetics right now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. Quick break. Phone lines are open for you. Back right after this.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning, I'm Dennis Bragg. While thunderstorms continue to rumble across parts of the state through Tuesday, one mishap is drawing everyone's attention as a reminder of how dangerous lightning can be. A home in the northern Bitterroot Valley is a complete loss after it was hit directly by a lightning strike during a storm Monday evening. Florence Rural Fire District spokesman John Ames says neighbors began calling immediately after the strike, finding the home engulfed in flames when firefighters got there in less than 10 minutes.
We had units from Pinesdale, Corvallis, Victor, Stevensville, Three Mile, Florence, and Missoula Rural. We're all sending water tenders since we don't have any hydrants in that area.
Fortunately, the owners weren't home and were traveling out of state, although a number of pets died.
While we were fighting the fire, we had three other calls, all lightning caused, two trees that were struck by lightning and one power pole. When this lightning's out there, it can cause havoc for everybody.
Northwestern Energy crews were continuing to work late last night to restore power after a series of severe thunderstorms moved across southeast Montana, downing trees and lines with winds reportedly gusting up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, with one gust just after 5 p.m. hitting 76 miles per hour at Logan Airport. Power was first restored to downtown and the MSU Billings campus, then the east side, the Heights, Emerald Hills, and Lockwood. Missoula County authorities are saying it was a 15-year-old from Washington State who drowned in Seeley Lake Monday evening. It took 3 hours for searchers to find his body amid the growing darkness and stormy conditions. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office reminding people to be extremely careful around water and to wear personal flotation devices.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Let's see. I've got several messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app here. This is one that came in just before 5 p.m. yesterday. This came from Chuck in Billings. Aaron, food for thought. The Dems are conceding the White House to Trump. Harris Walls, really? Their bigger target is congressional seats. If they gain control of a chamber, they will stall the Trump agenda while simultaneously cleaning up Newsom's image over the next 4 years. We need to really watch state and local elections closely for cheating. I'm still no lawyer, metallurgist, just a guy. That was from Chuck D. in Billings. Chuck, thanks for that message. Yeah, That's a good, I mean, that's a good question. Are they basically conceding the presidential election to Trump by going with the wacky walls? You could look at it a couple of ways. You could look at it a couple of ways. You know, base elections is really what we've turned to. You know, like it, hate it, whatever. That it's just frankly a reality. It used to be that, well, you got to pick somebody who's a little more moderate, somebody that can win over the other folks. And that's true to a certain extent, but really not really. Base elections, you've got to have a candidate that excites your base, that draws out your base, and then hopefully also appeals to folks, you know, independents, middle of the road type folks. I think that Donald Trump has been able to do that. In the sense that the base absolutely loves the guy. The base will climb mountains for this guy because they know that he will take a bullet for them, literally and figuratively. But also he appeals to, you know, more typically Democrat-leaning voters in the past anyway, like your union workers and things like that. He appeals to those working class folks. I mean, that's why he shows up at these UFC fights and gets a hero's welcome. When I was in Great Falls at the Fusion Fights, I did a quick poll of the audience from inside the octagon. I said, all right, you guys can cheer, you can boo. This is America. You've got the right to do it. Not going to offend me if you boo. I don't care. Go for it. I said, all right, are you with the blue corner or are you with the red corner? Feel free to cheer. Feel free to boo. In the blue corner, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester. And there was like one table. Okay, well, they're here. All right. Okay. Hey, nice to see you. I want to see what's in your cups. And then I was like, and in the red corner, Donald J. Trump. And oh, man, the crowd just went crazy. Not for me, but for Donald J. Trump. And it's like, okay, well, And this is a lot of good, hard work, working folks in Great Falls, Montana, which used to be a reliably blue town. But they've seen the way that the Democrat Party has bailed on working men and women, particularly the unions as well. So that's why. But there is something to. I know I'm going on a little too long here. Buck and Bozeman, I'll get to you here shortly. Don't worry. But there is something that I think the bigger picture, Chuck, is spot on about, which is I do think, though, what people should really be concerned about here is I think wacky walls and crazy Kamala, I think will get exposed with the American people. There's just too much video footage in the archives to hide it. The fake news media can try to hide it all they want, but these clips are going viral and they're being shared and things like that. So that's how you break through the fake news media. But when it comes to these congressional seats, these Senate races, they're trying to get their base excited. They're trying to drive their base out to the polls. And so that's where Chuck is exactly right, which is why you've got to work even harder to get out the vote and get out there and support Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy in this U.S. Senate race, and also get out this Western Montana congressional seat. The Eastern Montana congressional seat, look, it's such a safe seat for Republicans. Don't ever take it for granted. Don't ever take the people of Eastern Montana for granted. But the fight is in Western Montana. I believe Congressman Zinke is going to defeat Monica Tranel by an even bigger margin than he did the last go around. But nonetheless, the Democrats are going to pull out all the stops. And Monica Tranel is awful for union workers in Butte. She's anti-coal strip. She hosts fundraisers with the American. I mean, we could go on and on and on. And by the way, where has Ryan Bussey been? Where's this Democrat? Where's old Fussy been, the Democrat candidate for governor? He always pretends to be such a tough guy on Twitter. Why isn't he saying anything about Kamala Harris and walls and Joe Biden? I mean, he was a part of Joe Biden's 2020 campaign, this candidate for governor here in Montana. Why isn't he tough enough to say anything? All right, Buck and Bozeman, sorry, I read one message from our app, and boy, there he goes. I go off on this big tangent, but I appreciate your phone call. What's going on?
Hey, I've been watching all the Olympics, and they're just, you know, they're pushing all these ads for Tester, right? And I love them because they're basically an ad that feels like it's an ad in our favor, right? So, like, the first ad that Tester puts out is essentially an ad saying, wait a minute, I'm not a Democrat. Look at all the things I do that isn't Democratic, right? And he tries to create separation between him and the Democratic Party. And then the second ad he puts out is against Sheehy. And he talks about all of the terrible things that Sheehy is going to do, but yet Tester's sitting on top of those very things with every policy that he does. He talks about, you know, the Yellowstone Club and the land grab and all this other stuff, which, you know, Big Sky has been, you know, in development for, you know, 60, 70 years or whatever. Everybody knows what that is, but yet he doesn't talk about what possibly could be one of the largest private land grabs ever that he backs, and that's the Prairie Foundation in the middle of our state, just grabbing up farmland, and he's right in the middle of that topic.
Yeah, no, he is selling out Montana in more ways than one, and he's just an absolute phony. But you raise another good point. I've mentioned this before. You know, it's interesting when you look at the Montana Democrat Party and how radical they are right now. But look at 10, 12 years ago, the Democrats had practically every statewide office in Montana. And they had, you had old sell us out to China, Max Baucus, you had Tester. And look at everything the Democrats have. I mean, Brian Schweitzer, the former Democrat governor, absolutely rescued the Democrat Party. They were on life support. Now, even though we beat Brian Schweitzer when I was working for Conrad Burns in the year 2000, I knew that Brian Schweitzer was a tough campaigner. And he used Mark Roscoe to basically, you know, and what some would consider the failures of Mark Roscoe, Brian Schweitzer used that to launch into the governor's mansion just a short few years later. And rebuilt, totally rescued the Democrat Party and really helped John Tester. And then, of course, John Tester and Max Baucus stabbed Schweitzer in the back. And anyway, but the point being is that look at the way the entire Montana Democrat Party has burned down all around John Tester. John Tester cares about one person. That is John Tester. So he will trash the Democrat Party in election years to save his own ass. Sorry for my French here, but let's just say it, tell it like it is here. He will throw anybody else under the bus to save his own hind end. And so your point is exactly right. Here he is trashing the Democrat Party in order to try to get reelected, even though he's the most radical left of all of them. Buck, your thoughts. Oh, I guess Buck said I must have talked too long there. All right, sorry if I talked too long, Buck, or maybe Buck said everything he wanted to say and then heard me there. All right, Buck, I appreciate it, though. 406-294-0970. That ties in with exactly what I was going to go to next before I read that app message and went off on that tangent. Okay, I've got some great messages from Tim and Savage I want to share, too. But, Tim, hold on, because otherwise I'll get another squirrel moment, and I will never play this ad just highlighted by Donald Trump Jr.
Joe Biden, when I've been around him, and that's not every day, he's absolutely 100% with it.
That wasn't true. Tester lied and lied again about voting with Biden and Harris 95% of the time. For more inflation, open borders, and New York's Chuck Schumer as majority leader.
He's fine. Yeah, he's doing a good job.
John Tester, part of the cover-up, part of the problem. More Jobs Less Government is responsible for the content of this message.
Yeah, what a spot-on ad there. The UK Daily Mail also highlighting that ad. Montana's Democrat Senator John Tester accused of covering up Biden's decline in brutal ad launched in Battleground State. I think I shared that one, x.com/Aaron Flint as well. Yeah, what about old Fussy Bussy? What about old Fussy, the Democrat candidate for governor? I know I should talk more about that race. It's really not even a race. I mean, Gianforte is just smoking this guy. But why is this pretend tough guy, Ryan Bussy, afraid to say anything about Kamala, Walls, and Joe?
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Walls said it's insane that people would be upset with Target for partnering with a satanic designer to promote trans products for kids. You know, he's acknowledged his own white privilege, though, as governor, and said that the office of governor had better be used not just for talk about the problem, but to solve the problem. He sympathized with the vandals that tore down the Statue of Columbus at the Capitol and refused to resurrect it. Walls is a climate radical who wants, you know, to phase out all fossil fuels. What is going on here? Where do you hear from, like, the people that he served with when he was in the National Guard? As soon as he was about to be deployed, he immediately got out. Compare that to J.D. Vance's record. Good luck.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity, and do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or a military discount, one discount per household.
So that's mypatriotsupply.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, there is just some hilarious stuff on social media. I saw this one actually on Facebook. Let's see, who was it that Kimberly Blakes. I couldn't tell you who Kimberly Blakes is, but this is hilarious. Do you guys remember the cartoon movie Up? My name's Russell. Remember the little kid, the Boy Scout, that knocks on the old guy's door, and there's the grumpy old man there with the black square glasses, you know, and then they end up flying away with the balloons. You know what? Anyway, it's the image of the angry old grumpy old the grumpy old guy. Hi, I'm Tim Walls. I'm here to refill the tampon dispenser in the men's room. Freaking hysterical. Oh, what else is out there? Ooh, this one's not so funny. And Wokeness shared this one via X. Kamala and Tim Walls supported this. And man, do you remember this when Minneapolis was burning? When Tim Walls allowed Minneapolis to burn? This was a photo from back during the Minneapolis riots. And there were handwritten signs. They were little white pieces of paper, handwritten. They were taped up with Scotch tape. Maybe it was 3M because it was Minnesota. But Scotch tape on the window. Single mother owned. Please show mercy. This is all I have. There were signs like that on countless businesses, small businesses. Please show mercy. This is all I have. I'm a single mom. There were black-owned businesses that said, black-owned business, please do not burn down. You think these spoiled brat white Antifa kids are going to save your black-owned business? You think this has anything to do with race? They want to burn down America because they want to transform America into the Soviet Union they honeymooned in, into the communist China they honeymooned in. It has nothing to do about black, white, Hispanic, Native American. They just use all those terms all the time because they want to divide us so they can transform this country into something else. All right, let's see. I had some other messages come in on the Montana Talks app here. Tim and Savage, Nancy Pelosi kept trying to say how Waltz was mainstream and middle of the road. Either it is astounding how she can lie that well, or the left has shifted so far that he is in the middle of the loony left. He added this, I believe in truth in advertising. As such, the DNC must rebrand itself as the PNC. The Democrat Party does not give an Adam Schiff about democracy if they are putting forward these two whack jobs who have not faced a primary or received a single vote. They should just be honest and call themselves the Progressive Party and rebrand the Progressive National Committee. They have no right to the word democracy. Alan Billings says, we need a meme of Walls holding a fiddle, Minnesota burning behind him, with the caption, hey, Nero, hold my beer. Let's see. Art in Kalispell sent us a message as well. Some of you guys, I don't remember this because I was only 8 years old when this happened. I remember them mocking Dan Quayle relentlessly in the 90s. It's like, wow, he says one thing and they mocked him just relentlessly on Saturday Night Live and elsewhere. It's like Kamala Harris is a nonstop word salad, but yet she gets a pass. Art says this, when I watched Tim Walz waving and flapping his arms, I was reminded of when Bush 41 announced Dan Quayle as his running mate at the 1988 Republican convention. Quayle was obviously excited and perhaps overreacted. The media then proceeded to beat up on Quayle, making fun of him. Oh, but yeah, look at now as the fake news media calls this wacko Walz all-American as Minnesota was burning.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There was an avalanche of negative media coverage when the Pentagon cut a deal with a mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two of his accomplices, under which they would stay at Gitmo. They'd been there for two decades. If they pleaded guilty, they would only get a life sentence and not face a trial where the outcome could be the death penalty. Families of 9/11 victims, New York City firefighters, the backlash was so great that you looked at it and you said to yourself, this could not stand. There's just no way. And so Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, the White House and President Biden had nothing to do with this, stepped in, withdrew the plea agreements, took over the case from a brigadier general. Why wasn't he involved from the beginning? Is this not one of the most important things going on in the world? I knew the coverage would mean that this would be over in a day. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.